Hello, everyone. How you doing? This is Pastor Romel Duane Moore, Sr., pastor of Kingdom Convoy Church. And today, I want to talk about not just the great deception, but the greatest deception ever. Of course, we're talking about this pandemic and the vaccinations. Their number one justification for peddling this pandemic and violating all of our rights and liberties, especially here in America, their number one justification is something very, very important to them. It's called safety. This trick has been used since the beginning of time, but never on this level. When you're dealing with free people, in order to get free people to give up their rights, parts of their freedoms and liberties, there has to be a great threat. We saw it with 9/11. Coincidentally, today is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Now, I don't know if you guys ever looked into real documentaries about 9/11. But common sense would tell you that this really, it was a terror attack. But the question remains, who were the terrorists? But I don't want to get into that. But it was necessary, regardless of who masterminded it. It was necessary for the freest, richest, people and nation on planet Earth. It was necessary to frighten us to our core, where we began to willfully give up certain liberties. And once the government got in, remember I told you, if you give the devil a foothold, he's going to make it into a stronghold. And when we opened up that crack in the door and told our federal government, look, you can violate this law, these rights, just keep the enemy away from us. Don't tell us all the laws you're breaking. You can torture the people. You can tap phones. We don't have to know. That's why we got you. Just keep the enemy at bay. 20 years later, because we let that door crack in our liberties, let that door crack in our foundation of freedom, look where we are today. Because America had to first get on our knees before the enemy can implement this new world order. Okay? Now, so safety is their justification. That's what they're using right now with the unvaccinated. So let's play pretend for a minute. And what I want you guys to see is that when it comes to liberals and this Democratic far left. Now, see, that's a mouthful right there. It used to be that liberals were not the same as Democrats and were not the same as the far left. Right now, unless the Democrats who are or used to be more toward the middle, unless they stand up against the anarchists and lawless ones in their own party, we get to group them all together. Okay, but they used to be separate, and it was easy to identify who in the party was what. But they have allowed the far left fringe part to take over. And since they have allowed them to take over, that's how we're going to deal with them accordingly. But when it comes to anyone on the Democratic side of the party, what you need to know is they never have real facts on their side. Never, 100% of the time. So if you are well informed, you've searched and done your research, and you're up on your facts and the truth about any particular subject, you don't even have to be an expert. Just know what you're talking about. Have read it for yourself. Never repeating secondhand information. Never repeating someone else talking points. Always get it from the horse's mouth. Once you have your facts, destroying any conversation, ideology, talking points with a Democrat, liberal, whatever, you'll win 100% of the time. But let's just play pretend, okay? Let's pretend these are real vaccines, whether it's Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer. Let's pretend these are real vaccines. And COVID is actually deadlier than the flu. So instead of the average adult having a 99.7% recovery rate, just say COVID, you only had a 90% recovery rate. I mean, that's still pretty deadly. A whole lot more deadly. Okay, so let's just play pretend. So they're real vaccines. In other words, if you take the injection, they actually produce immunity on the inside of you. Okay, and there is a reason to have some degree of fear, because instead of having a 99.7% rate of recovery, it's only 90%, and the numbers change drastically. Let's just play pretend that that's true. If they genuinely believed the unvaccinated was a legitimate threat to public safety, why are they allowing untold numbers of illegals to flow in our southern border without COVID tests? They're not even testing these people. And requiring vaccinations. They can do whatever they want. They can push any law they want because the people are coming in illegally. They have no rights. So if they're coming in illegally, you don't make citizens who have rights and who have a constitution to stand on. You don't force them to do something they don't want to do. But the ones who know that they're breaking a law to come into your country, you can impose it on them. How in the world do they get a pass, but you want to overreach with us? See, that fact alone, you ain't got to get into anything else. That fact alone is the greatest stick of dynamite into that whole argument. This is why you have to know your facts. Now, I believe it was today or yesterday, during the regular press briefing, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked by Fox News reporter. She was asked what I just brought up. He asked her, I think it was Peter Ducey, whatever his name is. He asked her point blank, what if you guys are so worried about safety to the point where you want to infringe on regular citizens' liberties, why aren't you requiring it for illegals coming into our border? She was so pissed at him. She did not even answer him. She just pointed to the next reporter to move on. See, you can spend a whole lot of time, wasted time, talking to stupid people. But if you have the right questions, it totally exposes them. Here's another one that places a stick of dynamite in this whole narrative. This is a fact, and they know it. If every person on the planet took the vaccine, every person, young, old, doesn't matter. No one is excluded. 100% of the planet is vaccinated. If that was to happen today, it would not produce herd immunity. See, these are the things that you have to know. And when you're talking with one of these buffoons, that's all you have to say. Conversation is over, because their basis and narrative to come after you, to blame you, to infringe on your liberties is safety. But you're going to harm me. Okay. Well, if the fact is, if every person was vaccinated today, and we would not even get near herd immunity, you have no business infringing on my rights, because safety and herd immunity is the lie, the backdrop that they're pushing. Well, we will only do this because we're trying to be safe, and we're trying to curb it, and we just want to get over the hump. Well, the fact is that if everybody was vaccinated and we still wouldn't reach it, you need to go somewhere and sit down. And, you know, you can use this same fact in the argument when it comes to taxing the rich. Okay. Because that's what historically, you know, the Democratic Party wants. Big government, and the way that they divide, because they are experts at division, at identity politics, playing the race card, any card that they can play to divide people. You use this on them when it comes to that, because every 2 to 4 years when it's an election cycle, they begin to, among other things, attack the rich. They need to pay more. They need to be taxed more. All you have to do to settle that argument with any idiot that want to bring that up, because they don't know the truth. Most liberals are repeating what someone else said. They haven't fact checked anything. Isn't it amazing that the fact checkers don't know anything? They're the dumbest people on the planet. Anyway, so all you have to say is, don't you realize that it is a fact that if all the rich people in America were taxed 100%. In other words, you were able to take every dime that they made. It would not put a dent in our debt. See, that's the truth. But as long as you allow stupid people to argue senseless narratives, it goes on forever. You have to know what to ask to send them running in shame. It is a fact. If you take every dime of the rich, it would not put a dent in the debt. So stop bringing it up every election cycle. It is a divisive thing. That's the same way they use abortion. They use identity. They're going to use all these divisive narratives. They know the truth as far as the ones in power. And they know most people are just sheep and not going to stop out of their busy day to find out the truth about this stuff. And so at the end of the day, it's going to be about emotions. The left, their bread and butter is emotions. Because they have no facts to stand on. They have no truth to stand on. They have no foundation to stand on. They have no common sense. They have no real wisdom, knowledge, or education about anything they're talking about, whether it's climate change or anything else. Most of what they believe is not only not factual, or is not only unfactual, it is absolutely retarded. Have you forgotten AOC screaming, "We got 12 years"? Now, what do you think is going to happen when if she's still in office and 12 years come around? What do you think is going to happen? They do not care how many video clips or newspaper articles or interviews you can show them, of themselves lying about anything. They don't care. They're pathological liars. As long as stupid people could keep voting them in, they don't care. Okay, so let's say we just start asking simple questions. Does the vaccine give immunity? So if you're speaking to or with someone that have drank this Kool-Aid and the sugar at the bottom, and they have bought into the lies, the propaganda, the stupidity from the mainstream media and this backwards evil government, just say, okay, can I ask you a couple questions? Does these vaccines give immunity? No. Number two, if taken, will they prevent me from becoming infected? No. If taken, will it prevent me from spreading it to others? So once I'm contagious, can I spread it? Is there any protection in the vaccine from at least keeping me from becoming contagious? Absolutely not. If taken, will it protect me from any new variants? Absolutely not. Now, I mean, this is just insanity. You know, honestly, I believe the real pandemic is stupidity. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. The real pandemic is stupidity. common sense is really the only necessity, the only quality needed for today. Just common sense. Ask a question. Think for yourself. I believe the entire world has turned into billions of Joe Bidens, billions of blockheads, buffoons. So what's really going on in America? Well, let's talk about it. What's really going on is the Democrats is bloodthirsty to change the American political landscape permanently. They want to remain in power permanently. Look, they're tired of this whole democratic process. They're tired of campaigning and raising money and lying through their teeth every 2 to 4 years, trying to convince you and divide you and manipulate you. They are tired of the whole thing. They just want to be in power now. You know how I know? Why else would they steal a presidential election right before the world's eyes? Do you realize that the entire world watch our politics? The entire world, especially this last election, the entire world was watching. Our enemies was definitely watching because they know, they already know about Joe Biden. They know if he's in power, they're going to advance. Our allies was watching because even though they are our allies, Trump was making them pay up and be accounted for. So everybody was watching and the world was watching because we are the freest nation. They want to be here and they know if America is weak, things are going to get a whole lot worse for them, even where it's already worse. So when they decided to steal a presidential election on the world stage, right before everyone's eyes, what they were showing us is they were going for broke. They were willing to risk it all. And I'm going to tell you why. Because unlike any other time in American history, the Democrats have the healthcare industry, big tech, all the social media giants, mainstream media. They control the information, the narrative, the government, the entertainment industries, the intelligence agency, big pharma, our educational system, finance, and you ready for this? The church. You know how I know? Just watch how many pastors closed it up their church for over a year because the government told them to, not our Lord and Savior. You know how I know they got the church? Look how many pastors have gotten vaccinated and promoting it. Oh, he has the church. Checkmate. Now, if you were in power and you had a national scheme. And you were holding on to it until you had all of these checked before you can implement it. You would go ahead with it. That is why they said, as diabolical and sinister as this plan is, we don't have to hide in the background. We don't have to be insidious with it no more. We're going to do it openly on national television. We're going to stop the count. And we're going to pick it up tomorrow, and the game will be changed. How? Because we got social media. They're going to suppress any information telling the truth. They're going to cancel, censor, and censure anyone that's not saying what we want them to say. We got health care. We all of these doctors who took a hypocritical oath and violating them right now during this pandemic, they got them. So once they checked all of those boxes, they said, we're going for broke. There's no turning back. Checkmate. Because we may not ever get another chance like this again. Steal that election, and we're going to do what's necessary. We're going to break every rule. We're going to tear up the Constitution. We don't care about a constituent, because the real heart of the Democratic Party was revealed again. We're back in slavery days. They don't care about destroying a nation. It's about getting what they want. When President Trump confirmed not only one, not two, but three Supreme Court justices in only one term of 4 years, that was it for the Democrats. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's when they said it's by any means necessary now. Do you realize that Democrats have never been able to really govern outside of a couple presidents? Now, of course, the whole political landscape was different before now, because for certain periods of time in political history, both political parties at certain times were, you know, in the middle, just a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. That's during certain political seasons. But for the most part, the Democratic Party have always been sinister. So they've never really known how to govern. Many of them coming from or calling themselves academics. See, when liberals are academics, they don't know how to govern or lead. They're experts at dividing, playing the blame game, identity politics, but not leading. Now, let's dig a little deeper. I want to ask the question, where are all the illegals or illegal aliens going? So they're coming in a record number now, 100 plus thousands a month. Now, remember, Kamala, when did she go to... when she went to South America, was she in, I forget what country she was in, but remember she wouldn't go to the border, and she ended up going to one of the South American countries. And guess what? What did she say when she was over there? She said, the border is closed. Please do not make that journey. See, that was them. They're pathological liars. As she was saying it, the border was open. They have never closed the border. Remember how they crucified Trump? Every single news cycle about the kids in cages. And as soon as Biden took over, the kids in cages were times 10 under him. They're just pathological liars. They're double standard Democrats. They don't care about the truth. They are experts at pointing the finger at you. And as soon as they're given the opportunity to lead, they drop the ball. So when she was over there, she said, "The border is closed. Please do not come." There was just hot air. The border never closed. 100,000 plus since they've been in office coming through the border. So where are all these illegal people going? And this is what I tell people all the time. As a law-abiding citizen in this great nation, can any of us break the law and get away with it? Now, it's a little different now because of these far left liberal states. You can actually go in stores and break the law now and get away with it. But before lawlessness came in this last season, common sense says, of course not. Okay. I can't just go rob a bank and get away with it. You know, you can't just go out and break the laws and get away with it. But these idiots on the far left says people can come. Now, you can't break the law as a citizen, but they can come here illegally and do it all day long. So let's ask that question again. Where are all these illegal aliens going? Now, first, let's answer where they are not going. They are not going into the neighborhoods of the devils in politics who are allowing them to come here illegally. Okay. They're not going into AOC's neighborhood. They're not going to be in the same school her kids, if she have any, going. They're not going into Omar's neighborhood. They're not going into Nancy Pelosi's neighborhood. They're not going into Chuck Schumer's neighborhood. They're not going into any of these idiots' neighborhoods. Of course they're not. You know what neighborhoods they're going in? Blacks. Whose education is already at the bottom as far as their schools and the system, whose safety is already at the greatest risk because of the high crime in their neighborhoods. So the resources that they do have will be even stressed more even if the best from these countries was coming through the border and actually added to the neighborhoods. But that's not the issue here. Because the reality is the best from these countries are not leaving. You have the criminal element. You have to understand right now, terrorists are working their way around, coming through our southern border. You're getting ready to see. Outside of the grace and protection and divine intervention of God, you're getting ready to see terror attacks come back to America. And the Democratic Party know it. They don't care because they hate America. The only thing they want is power. Even if they're leading like Joe Biden right now with a 34% approval rate, they don't care. Only thing they care about is I'm still here. I'm still holding the stick and I'm still the person in charge. So they know boatloads of fentanyl is coming through. That's the number one killing drug right now outside of the vaccine. They know terrorists is coming through from all over the world, from Africa, from Russia, from all of from the Middle East that coming through our southern border, along with the typical stuff that come through, gangs. These countries are emptying their prisons out, sending them to the southern border, coming into America, and the Democrats don't care. So they're not going into the people's neighborhoods who are allowing the border to be open. They're coming into the minority neighborhood and going to add to the crime, to the poverty, to the ignorance. Now, along with that, see, one thing about the devil is he's cunning. There is a evil, sinister wisdom to him. Don't forget, Jesus said, be wise as serpents. Y'all don't even want to hear me preach on that one. He said, be wise as serpents. You know why? Because serpents, that's a whole nother lesson. I'm not going to get off track with it. So, but the other part to this question is where they're going. They are being shipped, bust by the federal government. So taxpayers' money is being utilized for this. That 100,000 plus that's coming through the southern border of illegal aliens is being bussed and or planed, airlifted by the federal government under Joe Biden, not just to places that's willing to take them or no. They are being strategically bussed or airlifted to Republican states and districts. What we are witnessing right now is the redistricting through illegal aliens of the political landscape, because they know the first generation of illegals is going to vote Democrat. That is a historic fact. The first generation of illegal aliens, or just most, when you come here legally, even immigrants, the first generation typically votes Democrat, because once they get here, they don't know anything about the politics here. If once they watch commercials and stuff, it's Democrats that's always lying, telling people the Republicans are for the rich and they hate you. So it's going to take some years for them to come up to speed as they sitting in a place, if they're somewhere like Chicago or Detroit or Baltimore, and looking around and all they see is the Democratic Party and their failures. And hearing them pointing the finger at a Republican, it's going to take some time before they figure, you know, ain't none of this adding up. So look at the wisdom here. We're going to leave that border open, even though we're telling the world we're closed for business, and we're shipping them. Our taxpayers' money is being spent to ship them, not to the Democratic state who supposedly want them, and it's not against illegal aliens, but they're shipping them to places where they can change the political landscape and never lose again. This is what we're witnessing right now. Now, the only thing I think that is as trifling as that reality is the silence of the Republicans. Yeah, let's talk about that. Because we're living in a day right now where I post all the time at least once a week, silence is sin. This reminds me of, and some of you may understand where I'm coming from. Well, I have two sons, and when they were smaller at home, the oldest one would always put the youngest one. He would use the youngest one to do his dirty work, because the youngest one was usually, you know, the silly one that didn't quite understand the ramifications of their actions. So he would listen to his big brother, say, "Hey, you go downstairs and get some cookies." Okay. And if he got caught, 100% of the responsibility was on the youngest one. He got caught and, would endure any consequences. But if he didn't get caught, guess who was the first ones to eat the spoils? Don't even think that the Republican Party isn't a perfect fit to that example. Their silence reveals their complicity in it. I'm going to say that again. Their silence reveals their complicity in it. They're smart enough not to say, "Hey, I'm for that." Let me go a little deeper. They're smart enough not to say, "I'm for abortion." They're smart enough not to say, "I'm for opening up the border." They're smart enough not to say, "I'm for these vaccines." But hear me, and hear me well. If you don't hear them screaming at the top of their lungs with conviction about this and against this, their silence means they're in on a take. Now, just like my two sons, they may not be the youngest son going down the stairs, sneaking into the cookie jar. They may not be the stupid Democrats today who's going to go out in the forefront and say, "I believe in this and I'm for this," and lie to your face and break all the rules and let you know that they hate your freedom. But their silence says that whatever laws that they are able to successfully break, whatever rules they are able to successfully bend, and whatever ill-gotten gain that they are able to get from it, their silent Republican compadres is just like my oldest son. They're the first. He was the first one to eat a cookie. The younger one was dumb enough to do the dirt. But once the dirt was done, he's the first one to take the spoils. You know why? Because he thought of it. "No, y'all don't really want me to go there." Now, let's talk about what just happened in with the Afghans. And I'm not talking, I want to go into what Biden did over there. That's self-explanatory and I've covered that. But let's talk about the 100,000+ or so, and that number could be wrong, but there were tens of thousands that were shipped, Afghans that were shipped to America. Now, remember, it was only about 5,000 out of that 100,000+. It was only 5,000 Americans. How is that so? So, so many unanswered questions. How in the world, why would you ship that many of them and leave us behind? The stuff this man is getting away with is absolutely amazing. But I'm bringing this up because we're still dealing with the previous question, where is all these illegals going? Well, they're going to Republican states because all first generation illegals and or immigrants vote Democrat. They're changing the political landscape for them to always win right now. Be wise as serpents. And so, see, as big of an idiot and blockhead and buffoon that Joe Biden is, he ain't that stupid. And if he's not that stupid, the puppet master who is controlling him is not that stupid. So when he finally got to getting people out of there, he was not getting our people out of there. Do you realize that? You go back and watch the news interviews. They didn't know how many Americans are over there, which is unbelievable. But never once did they say they knew. They said, we're not sure. They never knew how many of us was over there. Now, but once they got toward the end, as far as the last people being shipped, then they started giving you numbers because they did not want you to know, even though they did the unthinkable and left Americans there. All of a sudden, when they were done, they were able to say, well, it's only a couple hundred. I thought you didn't know. Do you realize the truth of the matter is thousands of Americans are still over there that want to come home? Now, but you shipped 100,000 plus. Now, let me give you some information you may not have known, because you say, well, they were working with us and they're our allies. If that was the case, that's cool. But guess what? Most of those were not. Do your homework. Most of the Afghans that we airlifted from Afghanistan had no papers, was not working with us and for us when we was there. So guess what they shipped? Some homegrown terrorists. And guess where they are right now? Right here in America. Look, this administration cannot show you no more than what they're doing that they hate us, that every single thing they do is designed to bring us to our knees because we have to fall for this new world order to be implemented. It has to happen. I challenge you, do your own homework. Tens of thousands that were shipped here had no business getting on a plane. Was not working with us in force. They were not allies. They're just Afghans. And guess what? The devil said, get on that plane. Because Joe Biden is the one. He is the enemy. He is the enemy of the state. He is the enemy of the people. He is the enemy of democracy. He is the enemy of this free nation. So with that being said, they have no papers. Our government literally don't know who they are outside of being Afghanistan. So guess what's happening right now with these tens of thousands, up to 100,000 Afghans, only a small percentage was helping us, interpreters, you know, was fighting against terrorism over there. Small percentage that was shipped here was working with and for us. Most of them just got on the plane. And you say, that's not true. That can't happen. We're talking about Joe Biden was the vice president of the man that airlifted $150 billion to our number one enemy at the time of Iran. That still boggles my mind. How in the world did that happen? See, these devils on the left go away with murder and never go to court, never go to jail. But hell is waiting on them. You may not face justice in this life, but hell is waiting on you. The worst parts of hell, where the worm dieth not. Little King James Version for you. So guess where these tens of thousands of Afghans who had no business getting on the plane? Joe Biden, no. He knew what he was doing. Guess where they're going? Just like the illegal aliens, they are being shipped. Look it up yourself. They are being shipped to Republican states and districts. So much is being done without hiding anymore by the Democratic Party because they know they're setting it up where they don't even have to try anymore. Look, you know how I know this? Bumbling blockhead buffoon Beijing Biden hid in his basement the entire presidential cycle. You know why he was able to hide in the basement? It wasn't just because of his gaffes. It wasn't just because they were trying their best to keep him out of the public eye from making a mistake. That was 1% of it. The 99% of it was because they knew they were going to steal the election. This man is a walking gaffe. He is a walking, bumbling, blittering idiot. How in the world, this just show you how arrogant and blatant and in your face they are with it right now. How in the world, on top of that, did you forget that when he did come out the basement to have a rally, when Trump is gathering 100,000 plus at rallies during the pandemic, when Biden had a rally, it would be 10 cars in the parking lot. And you mean to tell me this blittering idiot that only got 10 cars in a parking lot at a rally got 80 plus million people to vote for him? He did get 80 million people to vote for him. Half of them wasn't alive. That's why they said keep him in the basement. Did you know he wasn't even going to do the presidential debate? He had actually stated he wasn't going to do it. But they was like, look, we can't make it that obvious. Get up there, you know, and just do your best. It's not going to matter. But if you sit at home and then you still win by that kind of landslide, and he's like, look, just get out there. He wasn't even going to do the debate. But how can you hide in the basement? You old, can't put two sentences together. Already got a track record of lying. Been kicked out of other presidential runs for plagiarism, for being a pathological liar, and just stupid to begin with. Out of all people. See, another thing is, this goes to show you that the Democratic Party never have legitimate contenders. They never have it. Ever. Out of all the people in their political spectrum, they already control big tech media. So you can find no one besides this geriatric bumbling idiot to be president. They never have legitimate qualified people to run. They knew they was going to steal it. That's why he could hide in the basement. Which leads me up to this. What is the one common thread about Kamala and Obama, besides that they were used as tokens, what's the one thing they have in common? I'll tell you. Neither one are African American. So what does that have to do with it? See, if you don't understand this one truth, you really don't know America as far as those who are in power. Kamala, what comes from Indian, Haitian, Native American. I think she got like 10 different whatever in her blood. But guess the one thing that's not in her blood? She's not a descendant of slaves. And so while they out there with all this cancel culture, just to show you how brass they are with it. These are the very people that started the cancel culture. And they started the cancel culture focusing on what? Anything that's racist. So the very party of racism are the one. If this is not the fox guarding the chicken house, I don't know what is. They're playing America like a fiddle. Because ignorance is bliss today. Like I said, the real pandemic is stupidity. We got a nation full of Joe Bidens. So the one common thread between these two is neither one comes from the American unfortunate legacy of slavery. Barack's mama was Caucasian and his father was not an American. He was a Nigerian, I believe. Okay. So his father was a free man. His mama was a free woman, even though the color of his skin is not what the powers that be want in office, but because the Democratic Party have always lacked legitimate qualified leaders. That's why they had to pull a junior senator who was loquacious and intelligent and had the pedigree that they wanted. But the number one thing was two things. He was going to be the Trojan horse into the White House as he made history. See, and the Republican Party has a lot to do with this because if they really promoted the conservative values and at least made an effort in the black community to convince them and tell them and remind them of the horrible history of the Democratic Party, they don't even try. They have just left the minorities to the Democratic Party. So part of it is their problem, too. Because even though the Democratic Party is using black people as a token and as Trojan horses, the Republican Party can at least try. See, that's no excuse. So why didn't you have somebody black on your ticket? Because, see, the black conservatives are the most articulate and well-read people on the planet. So part of that is the Republican Party also, because why wasn't you promoting any minorities to begin with? And that's why the left can always say racism, even though that has nothing to do with racism, but it's about what things look like, what you can project. It don't have to be the truth. All right. So neither one of them comes from American slavery of black people. Now, whether you know this or not, that means the world to those who are in power. They say, if Because see, at the end of the day, they just need to remain in power. Okay. So at the end of the day, if we have to use a black face to make history in order to get into the office and be our puppet, we will do that. But there's one thing we're not going to bow the knee to. We are not going to put someone that we used to put in slavery. Can I say it another way? We're not going to put a nigga. See, that's how they perceive anyone that comes from slavery. We're not going to put this N-word in our highest office. And that's what a lot of people are missing. See, Jesse Jackson, as I've told you guys before, was more articulate, well-read, and qualified than anybody when he was running. Anyone else he was running against. Al Gore was in that bunch with a few others. Go back and look at all those debates. Jesse was a beast. And even though white folk liked him, even though he was supposedly a reverend, even though they even helped him with something called Rainbow Push Coalition, they said, never in a million years will we allow that which we used to enslave, beat, and degrade to be in our highest office. If we got a, if we ain't got no qualified white folks that can get the job done, and we got to go to somebody black, we'll do it. We'll bite the bullet. We'll do it. But under no circumstances will that black face be a descendant of slavery. Think I'm kidding, huh? Why else do you think they would choose Kamala to be his vice president after she stood next to him shoulder to shoulder on the world stage during one of their Democratic debates and looked him in the face and called him a racist? The only way they were able to swallow that was because she did not come from slavery. I'm done. God bless you.